Data continues to show that where a person lives in Colorado plays a big role in dictating how much they will pay for health insurance. And in some regions, it's unusually high. State lawmakers are aware of the problem, but not sure what the solution is. As Bente Birkeland reports, they are hoping a new study will provide some answers.
All things being equal, where you live in Colorado is one of the key factors in determining how much you pay for your health care. That's because health insurance companies use it to help calculate premiums.
I was seeing upwards of $500 a month.
Sam Higby works at an outdoor gear shop in Breckenridge. He's 35 and healthy, but he says on his salary, he simply can't afford health care.
It does weigh on me with, as an active person, being concerned about what might happen out there.
It turns out resort communities and those along the I-70 mountain corridor actually have some of the highest monthly premiums in the nation. And within Colorado, they're as much as 23% higher compared to the metro areas. That's according to data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS News. Higby's co-worker, Jamie Brady, buys health insurance on the individual market with her husband.
He and I are both very active, healthy people. We don't get sick, we get hurt. we carry a pretty bare-bones policy, but even within those realms of the bare-bones policy, I was appalled at how expensive it is and how little coverage you get for how much you pay.
Brady expects the rates to be higher compared to someone living in Denver, but not astronomically so. Democratic Summit County Commissioner Dan Gibbs is one of the people working on the problem.
We have some of the healthiest populations, but unfortunately, we're not seeing our health insurance be reflective of that. We have about 11.7% of our population do not have health insurance, where the state average is about 6.5%.
Gibbs lobbied for and got legislation passed last session to study the possibility of classifying the entire state as one geographic region for calculating health insurance rates.
2 years ago, we did combine four of the geographic areas.
Marguerite Salazar is Colorado's insurance commissioner. Her office approves premium rates and makes sure they're not excessive or discriminatory.
The first year, we did see some decrease in premiums for the higher, the more expensive areas. But after that, the rates didn't continue to drop. So it wasn't the panacea. It wasn't the answer that we were hoping for.
Salazar says state leaders need to understand what's really driving healthcare cost disparities.
People keep telling me there's got to be an answer out there. And I agree, there has to be an answer, but it's not a real simple answer because insurance is so complex. You take all these different factors into account.
Part of it is what hospitals and physicians charge. Chris Tholen is the vice president of financial policy for the Colorado Hospital Association.
And then the other piece I would just say, too, not all services can be provided in those local communities. A portion of services need to come down to Denver. So there's ambulance costs associated with that. I think there's probably further analysis that needs to be done to fully identify the reasons for the higher costs.
And just how high are those costs? Rocky Mountain PBS data shows that health insurance premiums statewide have increased by roughly 11 to 30% in just the last 4 years. Marguerite Salazar says it seems odd, given that more people now have health coverage under Obamacare.
I keep waiting for the prices to balance out or to go down because the hospitals aren't having to cost shift so much. Why aren't we seeing the rates for health care go down?
State lawmakers understand the urgency of the issue, and a coalition from both political parties backed the bill to examine the idea of one geographic area. Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale hopes the discussion will spur the state to take a closer look at the underlying problem.
I'm critical and cynical. They should have already done this. We have to move ahead as aggressively as we can. It's a crisis. You know, we got folks without insurance. We got folks who are asking us what they should do, and we don't know what to tell them.
The geographic study will be finished later this summer. Meanwhile, a separate group, the Colorado Commission on Affordable Healthcare, is studying how to lower healthcare costs overall and looking at cost drivers such as pharmaceuticals and hospitals, along with pricing transparency and competition. That group will give recommendations to the state legislature late next year. I'm Bente Birkeland at the State Capitol.